We are friends, digging each other.
He's trying.
There's no headphones.
They're over there.
They're in the kitchen.
Yeah, they're in the kitchen.
Look at how mad that little asshole is.
See how it rides up, though?
You're the one that fucking lost everything.
Yeah. It's because you got your pants up your ass.
It's so early.
It's not early. It's noon.
Do you not know when your ass is eating?
You know
pants?
How late it is?
What?
Can't even get breakfast. Anymore. People would go, what's wrong with this person?
Well, I'm getting breakfast. Don't think I'm
like, I'm no joke eat breakfast at like, I've been, because my schedule now, I don't have a job. So I'll go to sleep at like 2 or 3, wake up at, I don't know, 12, eat breakfast at like 2:30.
I would kill
and you sleep
have
soundly
that.
Those entire hours? Yeah. You don't wake
That's
up?
That's impressive.
I would well, also like taking edibles, so it's like I'm knocked
oh,
out.
Oh, you're done.
I took two edibles last night. It didn't knock me out. I woke up on the
Brent,
floor and I'm
well, you're like, a crazy
you're a
person.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot going on.
Not
Let's
the same
not get
thing.
Into the werewolf's yeah. my dream. You know, running through a
Do
forest
you need
with a full moon.
Oh, yeah.
I said, yeah.
Is there another pair of these in your office? Because they're all like, it's like all broken.
That's broken? That was probably in the.
What do you do here alone? I feel like Brent.
That
needs
was in
to
my
leave.
Suitcase.
Is there another pair though in your office I can grab?
There should be.
Okay, I'll grab that.
They might have.
Feel
slime
free to start,
on.
By the way.
Hey,
yeah,
welcome back to the Lions In podcast, home of the craziest crazy fucks on the planet.
There's no way there's shorts under. Like he.
Yeah, he's disgusting. Hey, welcome back to the Lions In podcast. Please continue to rate and review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen. If you want to look at our beautiful faces, obviously, go to YouTube. YouTube channel is The Lion's Den with Brent Moore and Jason Collings. Make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you know what's coming at you. Also, don't forget, we have a Clips channel.
Yep.
Clips channel is very funny in short increments. If you can only take us in little small doses.
We're great in doses.
Clips channel, Lion's Den Clips. Also, go there, like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.
Ding.
And as always, for your members-only content, we got patreon.com/thelionsinpod. That is patreon.com/thelionsinpod. Will is roaming around like a lost child.
That's not working?
It's the right side's broken, so I can't extend it. I'll just use one ear. It's fine.
One of them is broken.
But just where are all the others?
We had so many other pairs.
Goddamn headphones.
I know I have a pair at my place.
Do you?
I mean, look, if I can use these worst case, it's just easier if there's one that like actually fucking... goes.
Listen, guys, it's been a while since we've been in the studio. We've been doing Zoom episodes, or what I like to call Zoomisodes.
Zoomisodes is pretty cute.
So we're on a budget, obviously.
We're back in the den. We're a little rusty in the den.
Working out the kinks, right? Working off the rust.
Yeah.
You're doing good. You got little tiny sweat shorts on. I mm-hmm. could see your ball.
Mm-hmm. How's it looking?
He only has one ball, by the way.
Don't tell everyone.
That's going to be a thing. I'm joking. I'm making that up. They're going to start making t-shirts to say One Nut Willie.
I know. All our shit just comes down to what our fucking dicks do. We have Brent's hooked penis, my
yep.
one ball.
I'm not sure when we're doing the road again, so that we might be back in the den for a few more weeks.
Yeah.
I have no idea. People don't tell me anything. People don't love me.
I love you.
I know you do.
Hard, I know dude. You do. Hard.
When Brent gets back here, I want to talk about some big news. We're a little bit late on it, but I don't care. I want to talk about it anyways. Britney Spears is out of her conservatorship, I believe.
That
she's
is big news.
She's a free person. Bless you. After 13 years and after a full year of her fighting to remove him as conservator, why is he calling us? Why is this? What blah, blah, blah. The fuck am I talking about? Okay. Her dad petitioned to end her conservatorship. But why now? Why now is the question. The latest development came Tuesday when Jamie, through his lawyer, seemingly conceded to hashtag free Britney.
For real, like free Britney.
Yep.
For real, for real.
Yep. As Mr. Spears has said again and again, all he wants is what's best for his daughter. Bullshit, 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 now? Bullshit. Yeah, he just wants to line his pockets as much as he possibly can. His attorney, something, wrote, if Ms. Spears wants to terminate the conservatorship and believes that she can handle her own life, Mr. Spears believes that she should get that chance. I want to know what his ulterior motive is and if there's any fine print that we're not looking at or seeing or that she's not reading. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be is it going to be probationary? Is it going to be for a probationary period where we're like, we'll do this for a year, but if you shave your head and beat up paparazzi and do spinning in circle videos over and over again 9 times a day
and stop shooting overhead with with a goddamn
you know what I have respect for with Britt?
What
is it? She held on. Yeah, we're homies.
Yeah, they're homies.
I call her Britt.
He's part of the reason this happened.
I know.
Detective Jason helped us.
I know.
One of the things that I have respect for is how she is holding on to that low rise trend, the low rise pants. And like when that, because that's gone. Women are wearing their jeans right under their fucking chin.
Yeah,
now.
They're going back to
90s. Ladies are tucking their titties into the jeans and wearing them right up here. Like a southern farmer.
Every fucking mom in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh my god.
Outfit. That's
but not,
the choice.
Not Britney. She's rocking low rise everything and
she started
circles.
That to me. You know, with like when you had the V's.
Right.
She
and
was
you had
the
like
one who
this
had...
much space between the top of the pants and the clitorical area.
Well, I was gonna say belly button, but
you were going up, I was going down. Sorry. Sorry.
Detective Jason.
But let's give her a little round of applause. Congratulations, Britt.
Yeah, you got out.
Will, if you don't applaud, man, thank you. You got out. You did it. I'm waiting to see what's next. Is she going to do movies? Is she going to do more albums? You know what I think she's going to do? I think she's going to collect them chips.
Yeah.
And retire like a motherfucker.
She can. She has everything, you know?
Does she, though? That's another thing. I'm like, how much money does she personally have?
Because that's a good question.
Pops took almost all of it, the lion's share, right?
That's probably why he decided to get out of it.
Mm.
There has to be something like you say that that's like a weird thing, like is he going to come back in a year?
Yeah.
It might be a financial thing where he goes, they're going to catch on to what I do. I might as well just cut ties.
Right, embezzling.
Yeah, like something he did where he's like,
however,
I want to investigate.
However, I don't think he's doing anything illegal with the money because of being in charge of the conservatorship, he has the rights to the everything.
Yeah.
Like it's like giving power of attorney in a way.
But also, even if she does have a shitload of money, like there's more important things going on with her. You know, it's like the money. It's like not going to
like
do
what?
Anything with her.
Like what?
You know,
what?
Her head. Like,
oh,
what's really going on?
Yeah.
You know, it's like
what
the
are
money.
That's, wait, what Detective Jason did.
Her head.
Are you trying to put us?
Are
against?
You talking about her hair? Because I guarantee she's got a dope stylist.
Yeah, she
I'm,
has
I am
to.
Talking about her
because that's not her hair.
It's not.
And also on top of that, though, he tried to pin us against the idea of her
are
happiness.
We gonna Are we going to see her in public more? Are we going to see her out of... Because she was kind of a prisoner.
Did you see... By the way, did you see that video of her boyfriend?
Mm-mm. Good looking
at a ring store?
What?
Did you guys not know that?
No, Brent.
I don't know how I knew that.
Is that a Brent fact or is that really happening?
Yeah, look up a boyfriend ring.
Like he was... Like
Britney Spears boyfriend ring.
Like he was shopping for the engagement ring?
Yeah, looked like he was shopping for an engagement ring.
Interesting.
This is a Vanity Fair. Yeah, shops for a ring.
Wow.
Her boyfriend Sam Asghari.
Where is it? Look at that guy. Yeah, he's good looking, dude.
Looks like Brendan.
Did Britney? I can't remember. Did Britney?
Did Britney
get new titties? Did she get to?
Oh, I did not know that's what, how was that.
Did she get the Brit tit going? I don't know.
The Brit tit. How would we know?
She got a boob job at a young age, but I'm not sure. I want to know how old that picture is. That's a good. She's looking.
They both look great.
She's looking pretty good.
She's got a velvet tuxedo. What a
fuck it. You know, you
what is that velvet? It's beautiful. See, low rise hanging on. Look at that.
Yeah, go
1990
up.
1990 girl.
Yeah. She created that though.
I mean, she's a 90s icon.
Yep.
She's legitimately an icon.
What does that guy do, by the way?
Fucks Britney Spears. Sorry.
He's got to be a trainer or something.
Swear jar. Sorry.
Swear jar. That's
this
right.
This is a bizarre.
You promised your mom.
I'm like reading this bizarre thing about them. My Asghari, the guy, my priorities in life are to remain humble and understand where I came from and where I'm going. I want to take my career. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah,
to the next step when it comes to acting. There you go.
There it is.
Want to take my relationship to the next step. I don't mind becoming a father. I want to be a young dad. I don't know what they're talking about. Something about getting pregnant or something. She's not pregnant, I don't think, but she's talking about an IUD. I don't know what the fuck this article is about.
He's there. It's just
whatever.
She's always had kind of bad taste on men, if you think about
it. No, what are you talking about? She was with my best friend.
K-Fed?
Yeah, K-Fed.
Bro, he was dope.
JT.
Oh, that's right. JT was great.
Cry me a river.
And that's why she shaved her head, I thought.
So it looks like he's an up and... Yeah, he's like a fucking actor guy.
You think he'll book? I mean, we're in the age of the internet, so I don't see why he wouldn't.
Bro, true. I'll tell you something. When she was at top of her game, I remember coming here when I first moved here at 18 years old. And my buddy Matt Gagne, shout out Black Cat Motorworks, brought me to Jay Leno's show, The Tonight Show, because his dad worked for The Tonight Show. And the musical guest was K-Fed.
No.
And I got to watch him rap, and I watched an entire audience go,
wow.
That doesn't happen without her. So you're K-Fed. So my point to that is, yeah, he'll book something.
First of all, come up with a better name. Your name's Kevin Federline, right? Kevin Federline is so creative that he thought, what's a good rap name?
Yeah,
well, my K-Fed. First name starts with a K, and the first three letters of my last name are Fed. K-Fed. Is that what he really went by, K-Fed?
I think it's what people just called him, too. I think that was just like a thing, that, like his nickname.
But I'm one of the few people that got to see him perform live.
You're so lucky, dude.
What an honor.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he was terrible.
It was so weird. And like, you know, it's set up for success when you're on one of those shows. You know?
But you got to be talented.
Yeah. And
you have to actually be talented.
Yeah,
so many
tricky thing about being talented.
Yeah. Well, tricky. I mean, by the way, kind of going away a little bit. There's a lot of very untalented, famous people out there right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not hating. It's the world we live in now. I'm learning to accept it.
I like it.
I'm learning to embrace it, because here's the thing. I could do the internet. I could do
so could do the old.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like,
I can internet
the hell out of things. Here's the thing. I could do TikTok.
I dial up.
I could do TikTok. I could do Snapchat. I could do all the shit. Instagram, all of it. Clubhouse. However, I got an edge. I'm actually
why are you holding on to the thing,
talented.
Though?
I you put me on stage, gonna deliver. I'm gonna deliver.
Oh,
call me the mailman. Hey, call me the mailman, motherfuckers, because I'm gonna deliver.
That's Karl Malone. Karl Malone is damn the mailman.
It, but that's in basketball.
This is an internet. We're talking about the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
God, dude, what the fuck.
This is the World Wide Web we're talking about.
Yeah, this is the HTTPS.
two slash lines.
Oh,
fuck. Oh,
but
Jay.
Yeah, so I'm embracing. That's my new thing, by the way, guys. I'm embracing
all
this.
I love the positivity.
Here's why. Because if somebody is as basic as Will can get all those TikTok followers from going, hi, I'm Will. This is a chair. I can get it.
That's a bit I'm working on. It's a bit I'm working on with the chair.
Fuck.
Dude, why do you talk so fast? When like right now you don't?
Yeah.
That was great.
What's up?
Yeah. But when you do your TikToks and
when
your Instagram
stories.
Do my story,
TikToks. You mean when I just do post
your Insta stories? No. The
when
ones
you
where
do
talking
your
to the,
TikToks.
When dude. You're talking to the camera and when you're on
talking
stage.
Talking to my two gay grandpas.
All of a sudden, you are at a high speed.
Yeah, I'm fucking working on it. I don't know.
By the way, we're not two gay grandpas.
That just sounded
we're
funny.
Two straight grandpas why, who fuck. There's
wait
a
minute.
Wait. Oh, did I do it wrong?
Is it a nerve thing? Are you nervous?
No, I don't know. It's not a thing I'm that aware of, and I watch a lot of my shit, so I don't know. I've heard it, and I'm working
on it. I pledge
allegiance
to the flag.
Here's Will doing TikToks. Here's Will doing Tick Snaps.
Tick Snaps.
Tick Snap stories. Bro, it's
a new bit. Like, let me work it out.
I got to be honest with you. You said you're not hating, but that's a little hate.
Here's me doing TikTok Snap stories. I got nothing. Hey, I'm an old dude. I'm 50. Scene.
Can I be honest, though? You keep saying old, but you look younger and younger, and it's really annoying.
I don't think I'm old. I'm much older than you two.
Yes, but that's okay.
I'm older than you. I'm way older than you.
He's not way older. I mean,
fucking well, dude.
You know, be honest, when I turned 35 was the first time I realized I always pictured him 2 years younger than me until I was 35. And I realized he's 27. So that's 8 years. And I was like, whoa, I'd never processed that ever until I was 35.
I'm 14 years older than this guy. How what's the math on us? You're 24. That's Brent.
Yeah. 24. I wish I was 24. I'm 24.
27 or 28? I can't 28. Remember. 28.
You're 28?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm 7 years.
50 minus
20.
Yes!
What's the math here?
50 minus 28.
You're 22 years older than me. That's a whole like other person, huh?
22. I was running a business and raising a family.
And I'm going, go, 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 go.
What did you do?
And you were going,
you got up late.
Oh my God!
Yeah. And that was just this morning.
Did my brother send you the video of the girl saying that Orenda was the Bay Area?
No. Hey, send it, Dave.
Bro, it was so funny. Why did you say you and not me? She goes, we asked the lady that was waxing on her. My brother asked her where she was from. She says, I'm originally from the Bay Area. Great. I go, hey, my buddy who's a comic and on my podcast with me, he's from the Bay Area. I go, Orenda. She goes, oh, yeah. And my brother goes, is that the Bay Area? She goes, yeah.
Yes, dude.
And then he goes, can you say that again? And he videotaped it. He's going to
send it
to you.
That makes me so fucking happy. Because nice. I even had people hitting me up after and are like, just not the Bay. I'm
what's
like,
the map that you. She, what's the BART map or some
the
shit?
Yeah, well, that's the train.
That she said, if it's on that map, it's the Bay Area.
Boom. It's on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not Marshawn Lynch. You're not, you know.
I don't know,
guys.
Dude. I'm pretty close.
Those to Orenda,
hey, Orenda know, and man. Oakland are pretty similar.
Pretty similar, dude. Almost exactly.
Pretty sim.
Yeah. I'm pulling up
living map. Next door to Steve Jobs.
They actually,
nice.
Legit, they are 10 minutes away from each other. I grew up 10 minutes from Oakland.
That he Googled really quick.
I know. Wow.
So you see?
When it comes to Will's shit, he's fucking Johnny on the spot over
right
here.
Right away. Jesus.
When he asks questions, he just stares at us like a deer in the headlights.
So you guys mean this?
Yeah, so if you're on the BART map, you're the fucking.
Yeah,
you're
so
the
like, area. So like right here, that's the city with all the different colors.
Mm-hmm.
All with all the different colors. And then up here on the
it's
yellow.
It's very diverse city, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's where Sierra Rinda's right there.
Mm-hmm. On the yellow line.
Boom, on the yellow.
You're circling it really cocky.
Not even that.
Guys?
Pretty close.
Will's from the Bay Area. Yo, you from the Yay Area.
Yeah. Right? Isn't that something?
Yep.
E-40? What is
you
he
and
E-40,
dude. You and E-40 have the exact same upbringing in childhood.
Pretty much, dude. I said that growing up. I said, me and E-40, dude.
Mm-hmm. I bet he wore puka shells and a visor backwards upside down.
God damn, but it'd be dope if he did it. Yeah.
Also, sometimes it's hard to understand E-40, so maybe that's where it comes from.
Yeah, bro, we're just like on our own shit in the Bay, in the Yay. We just like talk fast.
Oh,
shit, you know what I'm saying?
Like, don't do the hands.
It's like what it is,
he was
bro.
Like the Yay.
The Yay.
You know, we're just like,
hey, here in the Yay, it's like,
what did you guys call
it
up there?
Just the Bay.
The Bay.
I mean, like, yeah, some rappers like fucking Mac Dre, E-40, Andre Nicotina. We were like, yeah, the Yay. Like, they call it the Yay.
Nicotina?
Yeah.
It's a dope fucking name.
He's the best. Andre Nicotina? Yeah. He's just
what a great name.
OG. Just
Andre Ward is also from there. The boxer.
Oh, I don't know boxing.
Oh,
I only know Drake. I only know
Bay.
Drake and Patinas.
Well, you know what? You're not from the Yay.
Patinas.
You're from the Bay.
What's his last name? Drake Pacina. What's the guy that you
just
said?
Just a second. I think we're getting taken over.
That legit's shaking the house.
That's shaking the house. Whatever.
That's the military.
Well, that's a good sign.
We're done. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us here on the last episode of the Lion's Den.
Thank you for joining us everywhere of the week. Oh, I got something on that. Okay, so my parents are in town. I go to Laguna Beach last night.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Drunk.
Okay. I go to Laguna Beach last night, or two nights ago. Now you're in my head.
Right. It was me. He was making fun of me.
That was really funny.
Here's what happened. First day I'm there, right? I get there at like 2:30 p.m. Oh, he's out of here.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I
both
get
just
it.
Leave.
You said not to mention Laguna Beach.
My jeans are choking my penis, and I have to pull.
Mine aren't, somehow. What does that mean?
It means that you're tiny. But go ahead.
I'm not tiny.
Let's go, Little Wick.
Oh, that actually that got me. Little Wick.
All right.
Yeah,
so
let's
go ahead.
Little Wick. What are you doing, Little Wick?
Come on. You call me Tripod. All right.
All right. So you'll appreciate this because I talked about you.
Is it because I moved?
Weird sentence. But are you okay over there?
He's adjusting the story. I'm producing.
He's fucking producing.
I know he's producing, so but I'm ADD.
I know.
You would never be able to be a newscaster because so much is going on behind the scenes.
Or you'd be fucking
newscaster. I'm okay with, but you open with saying you'd never be able to nuke. I could nuke.
Oh, you can nuke.
Or you'd be Christian Bale, like blowing up on the guy walking in the back of the set.
Oh my god. You know, all right, go.
He was in
the
right.
Hear
the
Laguna Beach story.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. So then the next morning, the day I get in, me and my little brother go into the ocean, right? The ocean scares the shit out of me. It scares the shit out of me.
Me too.
You know? I'm not used to waves. What?
Just adorable picturing these two lily white East Coasters bouncing around in the,
yeah,
the
but
waves.
My,
we're going into the ocean.
My brother has more the Italian skin, so he's actually good in the sun. I'm not. I'm not somebody.
You're
that
a
can
lobster.
Just be out.
Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Comes out looking like a tomato.
Me too. I'm the same way.
So we're in there and there's a lot of rocks. You would know that Laguna maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I used to surf down there all the time.
And then the next morning we wake up and we're leaving, but the beach is clear.
Oh.
And I go, well, I'm I'm going to go in. I say, Matthew, let's go. He goes, no. And I go, all right, well, I'm going in because no one's down there. Hmm. And I said, it looks clear. Looks fine.
Like glass.
I took some tumbles. Like by myself.
Oh, there was surf?
Yeah. I was trying to body surf, and I was, my mom literally said my legs flew out like I was trying to do a front handspring at one point. And I felt my ribs, I felt my kidney and liver meet each other in the middle of my ribs. Like, whoa, who are you? Yeah. You know, because my body contorted.
It's in a washing machine.
Just... Yeah. And then the second I get out of the water, there's a couple that was there on their honeymoon that's the only people there going, you all right?
I'm good. Hair God. Just.
Yeah, I was just off. And I go, yeah, yeah, it's weird in there. That's all I said. It's weird in there. And then I go up the stairs and my back is gone.
Watch out for the undertow.
And my mom goes, you look like a tumbling doll out there, you know. And I go, oh, man. I try to deflect by mentioning you. I go, you know, Jason's son surfs. Like, I try to deflect. I go,
what does that have to do with how dumb you looked out there?
Because one of the things I noticed is if it's 5 a.m., they're out there. If it's 5 p.m., they're out there, mm-hmm. like the surfers. And I remembered him talking about his son waking up at 4:35 before school to take him surfing. Mm. So the way to get out of the immense pain I have still of that experience was talking about you and your son.
We used to go bodyboarding early in the morning together.
Dad, get up.
The last time I ever bodyboarded, I went out by myself. No, that wasn't the last time. I went out by myself once in storm surfing, like in the winter when the waves were big and my leash came off my wrist and I was out there with no board and it was very scary trying to get back on. And it was during off season, so there's no lifeguards on duty. So I'm like, this is where it ends.
No. Fuck that. This is where it ends. Ocean, dude.
Yeah, I love
fuck that.
I love it.
It was so cool.
I miss it.
What was so cool though is that sunset, we were about to go to dinner, and you see all the surfers come out at sunset. And then there was this one dad with his kid that was like maybe this tall, like 3 feet tall, and was bringing his kid into the waves that me and my little brother were scared of. And the kid is like enjoying it. Oh. And he's getting trampled left and right, this kid.
You grow up in the water, man.
I go, that kid, this is why they surf. I was telling my dad, this makes sense. It's the same thing when people try to ski. I grew up doing that shit, snowboarding and skiing and snow sports. I'm like, I'm not scared of that. But I've had friends from the West Coast that are like, whoa, 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 I'm not doing that. I was like, dude, you've been in the ocean.
I tried skiing once. And we live in a place, we grew up in a place where you could ski and surf in the same day.
That's true.
And I didn't like it. Just cold and it hurt. Ugh.
I see the appeal of the ocean, though. I do.
Yeah, if you go on like medium surf and there's not too much much of a riptide.
There was a lot though where we were. That's why I stayed away.
It's scary when you go out into the ocean and then when you come back in, you're a mile down the beach. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck am I?
My little
mom?
Brother.
I can see you going, Mama.
Well, my little brother wanted to keep going out. I go, hey, we're both not in the shape we used to be.
I wish I was there with you guys.
But he wanted to go past the wave.
Was the water cold?
It was okay.
Yeah, my wetsuit doesn't fit
me. But I'm a little heavier right now.
My wetsuit doesn't fit me already because fat.
Also, is there anything more revealing than a wetsuit? Because I've worn one before.
I love wearing it when I'm in shape because I feel like a superhero.
Yeah, but when you're not, you go, oh, what is this?
Yeah, why am I this shape?
I have lats.
Yeah, wetsuits, they don't hide anything. It's like wearing fucking Under Armour or something.
Yeah, I have wings.
Oh, I love it.
That's why I love skiing, too, because when you ski, when you're doing snow sports, you just get puffier and bigger and puffier. You know what I mean?
You just get Puff Daddy up there.
Yeah, you just do a bunch of puff outfits.
Puff outfits. I'm going to show you this picture. You're going to... Oh, here's Jonathan going out into the surf.
Yeah, that's the shit.
The shit, you know? But I want to show you this fucking picture, dude. If you've never fucking seen these pictures. Will, what are you looking up?
Emails.
Just getting emails ready because I'm a fucking professional.
How long have we been potting?
25 minutes.
No way.
Oh, okay.
No way. You're right. Remember that?
Oh, okay. Is what he says.
Remember that viral video? You're right. That guy was in the closet talking to himself. Wasn't he like on mushrooms or some shit?
Oh.
What?
Remember that video back in the day? Leave Britney alone.
Oh, that guy.
That guy just resurfaced after the Britney thing.
What's his name?
Hey.
I don't know.
Leave Britney alone. She didn't do anything. why are you that invested?
Yeah. Yeah, but you are Detective Jason. You've been pretty invested too.
Yeah, but I'm not crying and telling people to leave her alone.
I mean, at least in the den, you're not.
I mean, that's the kind of thing you yeah, quite a bit. That's here. The kind of thing you keep to yourself at home privately. Oh. You're gonna hate this picture.
Why?
We'll put it on the screen.
Oh, for wow, that's an awesome photo.
That's
Jay.
Me yes. about to get into the water.
Send me that.
It's dope.
Yep.
There is a sense though when you go to the beach that immediately you have body dysmorphia. You know what I mean? Like the second you take your shirt off, everybody else has a shirt off or a bikini on.
I've
and
never
you start thinking about your body. At least for me,
I don't wear a shirt off. That picture that this picture that you just saw, yeah. that's a surf shirt. It's like yeah. a rash guard. I never not wear a shirt.
Even your whole life?
No, when I was younger, all the time.
Oh.
But now, so paranoid.
I'm showering when I'm at the beach. Skin cancer. I never don't wear a shirt.
No, I meant at the beach.
Yeah, at the beach.
When I'm outside. When I'm pool, only, I when only in the shower. Wear when I'm bathing.
Tight t-shirt in the shower.
You're a never nude.
Tight t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a never nude, dude. No, but I ever since I got a little older, I just stopped fucking with the sun. Smart so man. I just keep all that shit
fucking,
on.
It's coming in. You're like, God, fucking, I'm not, I don't like you, sun. Like,
fuck it with you yeah, no more, sun.
Yeah, sun.
What's up, son?
Doing this shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Yeah. So, exactly.
No, even when I was in Rhode Island, we would do a week. Me and Brendan, bigger, better Brent, would do a week in Rhode Island with his mom. And we both had this crazy insecurity of our bodies because we're in the Northeast. We're not used yeah. to, first off, we're not used to sun. You know, we're Irish Italians. Like, there's nothing yeah. there. And then we would have to walk out, so I just put the puka shells on like he still wears when I was a kid, but I learned. He didn't.
Very young.
I had ankle bracelets. I mean, it was bad.
Well, like house
anklets.
Anklets. I had anklets.
I think on like house arrest.
No, my cousin was, actually.
Here's the thing. But I always had the dysmorphia. When I was in school, high school, elementary school, middle school, my fear was I was too skinny. People made fun of me because of how skinny I was. Bony, call me bony
just
and all
got
that
turned
stuff.
On, you're like, I yeah. love that.
Super skinny.
I didn't get turned
But the
on.
Crazy part was 9-pack abs. I was doing martial arts all the time.
Nine.
I had nine.
What happened at
where's the one? Yeah, what's the one leg?
Down low, baby.
Oh.
I got right above the peepee abs, dude.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, I was red. I was like a lizard.
We let him into that.
I was like a lizard man.
Whoa.
But
cool.
Grab it off. Bro's back.
Magic wizard.
Cool.
But that's what my fear was. And then all of a sudden, 30s hit. And I went, oh, wait, now I'm too fat to take my shirt off.
How did that transition happen? How did you yeah. go
fatherhood, injuries, eating way too much Jack in the Box?
Well, it's also, if you think about it with your injuries,
mm-hmm.
like you compete, you compete different when like you eat different when you're always doing something active.
Yeah, I trained and ate. You have to feed your muscles. And I,
yeah.
But when I went in, when I had these injuries and I had to have all these surgeries, I kept eating like I was training.
Yeah.
And I was just in a hospital bed going,
just inflating.
Which happens all the time. Like, I remember when I stopped playing basketball or baseball, I was like, well, no, I'm used to having a Domino's pizza before the game or this or this.
Can't and then, do it.
And I was 35? Like, and I wake up and still have a six pack and everything's fine.
The age for me was 35. When everything took a turn. And you had to literally go, oh, I can't. Not that I shouldn't eat that anymore. I can't eat that yeah. anymore. Was 35.
Literally, that first day, too, I had a back problem. Like, the second I get out of the water in Laguna the 35. Other day, that I actually, like, and I'm sharing this place with my family and my brother. Like, there's nowhere for me to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So my little brother goes, where are you going? And I go, I just got to go up. And I couldn't breathe. Because I had hurt the upper side of my, yeah, I had hurt the upper side of my back, so I was laying on the floor, doing like hip flexor things, mm-hmm. and my dad saw me, my coach, going, "The hell's wrong with you?
How did you flip around like that?"
Because I'm bad at it.
You
got to
duck dive. You got to go under
yeah,
the wave
yeah,
and up.
Which I was doing, but I was trying to catch a wave.
Oh,
you know?
And it flipped so, you.
Yeah, which yeah. I'm okay going under. I understand where to, but. The pain going up the stairs to this place,
dude.
I went, what is this? And I started actually thinking about you when you went to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
being like, did we get Delta or did I get Delta or something?
Right,
like thinking like, about, yeah. is this hitting a part of my back that I haven't felt since high school?
We are good on the Delta, I think.
I think so too, because you know, if we didn't get it after Houston, there's no way.
You want to, you know how you like to go down your YouTube wormholes?
Yeah.
There's this place in Newport Beach called, it's in Balboa, called The Wedge. And The Wedge is like a world famous body surfing spot.
Really?
Where it fucks people up. People come out, me and my brother used to go there and body surf. Dudes would come out of the water with like broken collarbones and shit like that. It was
sounds so fun.
It was so fun, dude.
It's kind of
great. If you're a man.
Yeah, if you're a man.
I'll be not manly. And
I'll be a boy. I'll be a boy all my life.
Yeah, and keep my bones intact for sure.
Yeah, just for the listeners at home, Will has both his hands
Google the
calmed
wedge
down under his
the
asshole.
The Wedge body surfing.
You did, though.
Do what?
I said, just for the listeners
at way
home,
I sit
Will had
called out.
His hands palms down under his asshole.
Newport Beach?
Yep. The Wedge, dude. Look at this.
Whoa. Fuck that.
Yo, yeah. Fuck.
I'm not doing
look
that.
Look at this guy. Whoa,
look at that.
Oh, shit.
Look at that.
Yeah,
dude.
Fuck that. I'm not doing that.
It was so fun.
That's insane.
When David and I used to do it, we were like the smallest guys in the water. It was just like a bunch of big, like Pacific Islander dudes, and then me and David.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
look at that. Look at that. I mean, the panic.
And
I should have stayed.
And the worst part is it's shore break. What I mean by that is where those waves are that big, you're literally in like maybe this deep of water. That's it.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
If you don't do it right, it's slamming you. It's so fun.
You went out there?
We used to go every weekend, me and my brother.
Fuck that. Yeah, I wouldn't jump do
off
that
the,
at all.
You jump off the jetty into it. Oh.
I'm jumping off anything.
Yeah, jump off a jetty?
And then bodyboarding?
What's a jetty?
The brick, the rock wall that goes out. On the side, look at the pictures again. Again, slow on the uptake when it doesn't have anything to do with you.
I closed it.
See that? Look, see that picture? See that thing sticking up? It's.
Yeah, what is that?
See the brick, the rock wall? Look, second row of pictures, yeah. Third one over.
This one?
That one.
Oh, could it be any smaller? God damn it.
That.
Yeah, okay, got
that's
it.
A,
like
yeah.
The beach.
Well, yeah, but you
the
people,
jetty.
People,
fucking jetty.
I think the jetty
dude.
Is a jet ski that brings you out.
You mean
out
the
there,
shore?
Right?
No, it's called a jetty. It's
oh,
it's an actual thing called a jet. Sons of bitches.
So, hey, don't get mad at us because we don't know.
I'm not
we
mad
know
at you.
Your fucking surfer lingo, dude.
We don't know your lingo, bruh.
See
bruh.
Fucking jetty.
Yeah, bruh.
You sons of bitches.
We got the jetty going.
Fucking body surfing the jetties.
Dude, good
so pitted.
Sperm going.
Did you say pitted?
Yeah, dude.
Remember that
so
fucking video,
fucking
dude?
Pitted.
It's so pitted.
This is you, dude.
It would be me? So funny if we found him.
Jetty is a... that's not there.
Wait, I'll look at it. Here, it's fine. It's fine. I'll look up jetty.
A jetty is a structure that protects, that projects from the land out into the water. It's like a... pier kind of,
yeah.
But it's a fucking wall with
but
rocks.
It's like way more dope.
But it's way more fucking bitching.
It's gnarly, dude.
Oh, it's gnarly.
Oh, so it's like that rock boardwalk type thing. Yeah. Right?
The jetty.
I see that in movies all the time.
The jetty.
God, it's gotta suck to crash into that.
Can you look at a video of somebody body surfing the jetty, dude? Body surfing the wedge. It's
wait, body surfing the jetty or
the
wedge?
It's fucking insane. And picture 15-year-old me doing this.
Before school?
No, during the summer. Literally, our summers were spent every day in the summer.
This shit like scares me legit. It's
yeah, this
really long,
the ocean scares the shit out of me.
That's my biggest fear is to see this. That fucking tidal
you go
wave
under.
Thing.
You go under.
Yeah, okay. And get fucking...
yeah, you can go under. Dude, my little brother didn't know that either. Like when we were in the ocean. I said, under! And he goes, what?
My dad taught
me
and my
brother
that.
What are you doing? You go under.
My dad taught me and my brother that. He was so mellow about it too. He would go out into this giant surf and he would say, stay on the shore and just watch what I do. And he would swim out. This giant wave would be coming up. He would turn towards us with a smile on his face and he would just go... And then right when the wave came, he would whoop underneath. Waving up, and he came back up. No. This fucking guy.
Definitely gonna
bro. That, this bro. Is from where? Go, Brent. I'll say after. Go.
Before that, I remember when I was surfing in high school. You know, like in Connecticut during hurricane season,
in a pool in his backyard.
Biggest, no,
you guys were making waves with like.
We would go to Cape Cod in Rhode Island just to, and none of us knew how to surf. You know, because we never do it. But it'd be the only time you'd have waves. Mm. And the hardest thing for me to do. Besides standing on a board or catching a wave was going under with the board where to put your knees.
Yeah,
you put your knees and you have to push down. That's when I wiped out all the time. I would literally go, well, see ya.
You duck dive the face, baby.
Yeah. And all I couldn't do
what
it.
You were going to play.
So the guy I don't want to reveal it. The guy we're talking about, that's at fucking Newport Beach at the bullshit you're talking about. With the
really?
Wedge. Yeah. Yeah. How is this not that? Like?
Please listen to this guy talk. He's my favorite.
Well, this is one of the best fucking viral videos ever.
Yeah, he
so
sick.
I remember this video.
Something recent. He just came out in another one recently talking about this thing.
Bro, it's just like, dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip, whoop, drop down, snap, and then after that, just drop in. Ride the
bell
and get pitted, so pitted like that.
I the jetty, dude. Love that guy.
The jetty, dude. He was in the jetty.
The jetty.
Now show a video of somebody getting just.
I'm trying to find them, but they're just every video is 12 minutes long.
Oh fuck it.
So it's like, I mean, just we can fit
the wedge, dude. Yeah. Look at that thing.
Just picture a gigantic wave.
Well, play one of them. I want to see the wedge. God.
Not that one.
You just go back into it again.
Oh. Either one of them. The one with those people standing on the shore. That's...
Oh, the one down. You know, the other thing, I've been listening to a lot of Sean Penn interviews recently, and he was talking about his character, Spicoli.
Yeah, in Spencer.
And it's like, he grew up in Malibu, and he was talking like, I based it off a real person who talked like that dude from the video. He said, but what happened to him, like, 7 years ago is he ran into that guy, but that same guy that he based Spicoli off, he ran into, but he had three kids and a wife and he had like a collared shirt and didn't talk like that anymore.
Wow.
And he goes, shit, I know you. And he goes, I'm sorry, who? It's like, whoa, you were the surf bum. And now you have a family and a business and a life.
That's amazing. All right.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's insanity.
Wait, hold on.
Ooh.
So that's the shit, dude. That's the shit, Dan.
Oh my god. That'd be me.
That's small.
Fuck.
That's small, by the way. This is what I'm talking about.
Well, this is just surfing, right? Dude, that's...
Well, they got body surfing in there, too.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
For our listeners, we're basically just watching surfing footage. That's all it's
happening. Yeah, it has porn music, but we're not watching that. Doesn't it? Yeah.
Wedge me.
Me
with your jetty.
All right. It's enough of that.
All right, emails.
I'm just picturing Brent in like the smallest surf ever in Newport, in Laguna or whatever it was. Come on.
It was
So we got, we never went over, this is from a while ago. Remember, I think it was over on, maybe it was on Patreon. Someone asked us a question of what would our superheroes be? Yeah. So we would design or like name our superheroes and like what our powers would be.
We talked about
it. Yeah. We never talked, I don't think we ever showed the pictures though.
No.
Did
we know?
I don't think we ever did because they're really funny. This is from, Nicole made the pictures by the way. And yeah, so here are all
it's
of
obviously
our,
me.
Well, hold on.
You're really pissing me off.
So here's Jason's.
Wow. You're really pissing me off. Oh, if I was ever that thin. Thank you.
Look and I'm wearing waist. Nikes.
That's great. What does it say on the shirt?
Professor Livid.
That's what it was.
Yep.
Professor Livid.
You look good, dude. I liked all the fire outfit.
You built like a figure skater.
Yeah, man. That's my real figure, dude.
And then here's Brent's.
Well.
Captain Concerned.
Yeah. Not what I wanted.
Good. Hey, look at the hair. Look at the hair, though.
Ah, fuck the hair.
You got a curl coming down.
Nah, fuck.
What's wrong with you? Is it the knees that you don't like?
I don't. That or the shoulders.
Good. Well, those are your shoulders, bud.
The knees I don't like now. I mean, now that I'm looking at the knees suck.
I like the boots with no high socks.
I got mom knees.
That's Brent. I like that you're not even in a good stance. Like at least my stance was super.
Yeah, hairish. I look fucking stupid. But thank you, Nicole. It's great. Love you.
All right, now here's mine.
God damn it. Oh, thank God.
The boy. Dude, the boy.
I beat that.
Kind of dope.
Wow, that was almost a good what?
That was almost a good job.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I kind of look dope. I may start doing this. Also, that really looks like me.
Yeah, you got one hand.
You
way
think
huge.
That looks dope?
Hey, it looks cool. I'm gonna start doing this shit.
You know, animated, we kind of look the same. Yeah. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Look at my legs.
Brown hair, blue eyes. That's, it's hard.
I mean, no definition.
No definition.
Talk about a lizard.
Just a smooth.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yo, you're a smooth boy.
Smooth like Ken.
Smooth.
Remember that?
Dolphin of a boy.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's the gayest photo I've ever seen in my life. And you said, I wish that I had that. That is, yeah. That's up there. That's birdcage.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Nicole.
Really funny. Now we got we're going through some old emails here from last month. It's from Kristen about Saddle Ranch and pickup artists everywhere. I think we talked about Saddle Ranch at one point. For those of you who don't know, outside of LA, it's like, I don't know how you describe it. It's just like a Western bar with like you ride the bull. It's like a lot of.
They got them everywhere. Yeah. There's one in Arizona, I know.
Boom,
that.
So we know the deal. Just finished listening up. Had to talk about Saddle Ranch. I used to date this guy years ago who was a part of this super awful, cringy pickup artist group that would take groups of guys to Saddle Ranch and all over Sunset to teach them how to pick up girls. I wonder if you guys ever ran into any of them before and what you thought.
Yeah, I ran into them when I took their girls. I mean, I would never... that's a ridiculous thing. That's the dumbest shit in the world. That fucking pickup artist shit is just a bunch of dorks that don't
negging.
Know how to talk to somebody. Hey,
so fucking dumb, dude.
You want to know how to get a girl? Be confident. And be yourself.
And don't run around with a group of pickup artists.
Yeah.
Who are in goofy
weird.
Hats and shit.
And goggles on
like
your hat.
Telemarketers or some shit. That always pisses
me off. I've never run into them because I wouldn't probably, it's probably because I would never hang out at the places
never.
That they go to.
They were wearing the fucking tattooed t-shirts.
They're definitely not coming to the Comedy Store.
They're definitely not coming to
Sunset.
No.
The Sunset Marquee. They're probably not coming to those.
And she says, I used to sit in on some of the meetings these guys had.
Meetings?
Dude.
Oh, they're a club. They're a club. Christ.
And it had to hype them up before going out to the streets to prey on sad girls. It was like some weird Tony Robbins hype speech commending how irresistible they will be to women by acting barely interested in them. It was
like getting rejected,
wear a weird ass hat and get noticed. Women will be looking at you just waiting to learn how interesting you are. Okay. I'm all for guys learning how to be confident in themselves, but damn, there's a better way. In defense for dating this guy, I was Little Miss Fix It all the time, and my self-esteem was at an all-time low, making me gullible as shit. This guy knew exactly what to do and say to make me feel a type of way. He damn hooked me in the beginning, but it came crashing down so quick. One of those relationships you really learn from and know never to go near.
He hooked her quick because he had the entire collection of audio tapes that he listened to while driving his
Corvette. Let me give a little advice. If you don't treat a woman or see a woman and assume that they're better than you, then there's no fucking point in talking to them. Like that whole negging thing, that treat them like shit, all that crap.
So dumb.
Treat them like dirt. They stick to you like mud. That's fucking
true.
Disgraceful.
So true.
It's
disgraceful. Yeah, it is.
Like
ridiculous.
He was the first person when I was 18 to teach me to hold the door open, tell her she's pretty. Like you walk on the outside of a curb. You don't fucking let her, like, be protective, be good. My mom's my fucking hero.
Well,
like,
I thought your dad was.
My dad's my hero. My mom is also a hero as well. But
she's the king and she's the queen.
Yeah, but the queen rules.
Got it.
You know? And, like, and they're here right now, so I understand it. Where it's like, no, like, just tell somebody they look good. Like, all you want.
Here's
even
what women
my
love.
Ex was
Let me tell you what women
I,
love.
I said, like, I literally just said, you look beautiful tonight.
Here's what
and she
women
told me 2 days later. You know how much that meant to me?
Oh,
I didn't say hot or
hot,
like
beautiful.
Smoking or any of that.
But I'm going to tell you my secret. Here's what women love. Women love it when go up to a perfect stranger and tell them, why aren't you smiling? Women love to be told to smile.
Yeah. You should smile more.
You should smile more. Why aren't you smiling? Women love that.
To be honest, it hasn't been working that way for me, but I have been saying it to a lot of people at airports going, smile, bitch. And the thing is it the bitch part or is it the smile part?
I've never understood the smile thing. Yeah, you should smile more. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do.
Also, don't tell me to smile. Give me a reason to.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking reason
that's
to.
That's good. Yeah. I like that. Man, if I was gay.
Telling you.
I'd work.
I'm telling you.
I don't know what that means, but.
Well, thanks for that, Amel.
Yeah.
We got Undateable Entourage. This is from Greg. Hello, gentlemen. Greg Bain here again. I've been rewatching a lot of great shows lately, like Entourage and Undateable. Just wondering if you guys could play any role in Entourage. Who would you play and why?
Who would I play?
Let's say maybe of us three, who would be who in Entourage?
You would definitely be Ari's assistant, the gay Asian guy.
That's yeah, so he mean. Definitely would.
Lloyd?
He definitely would.
That's you'd be so Lloyd. Fucking makes me so mad Lloyd. That that's who you picked.
You would be Lloyd. I would be, who do you think I would be?
I would be Lloyd. I'd be like Turtle or something.
I think I'm
Turtle
E.
Maybe, yeah. You're E?
Yeah.
Am I drama?
A no. little bit. In a way. Not in like this, like... The
no,
delusional,
I don't
like,
know. Maybe
in
Vince.
The oldest guy in the group way. Yeah,
I think maybe Vince. More.
By the way, that actor I'm watching now. What's his name?
Oh, is it that Clickbait?
Dude,
is that good?
I got sucked into Clickbait.
Is it a TV show?
I
or
watched
a movie?
So many episodes yesterday.
Oh, it's a joke.
It's a Netflix series.
I know.
It's
I see it trending number one, series. And I'm like, what is this?
So fucking good.
What's it called?
So many twists and turns. it's called Clickbait. Clickbait. We got a phone call from Brent's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're wrapping up right now. We're going to do the Patreon app, and then I'll go grab you.
Weird.
All right. What? That sounded weird?
Yeah.
I'll go grab you.
Not grab you. Like, sorry, you're still on the show.
Pick you up.
Going to pick you up. That sounds...
Pick you up, grab you, spin you around.
Well, just... Everybody just relax. All right, Mom. I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Love Play
you.
A little.
Never a call. Never even a real phone call.
Dude, it's so funny to say that kind of stuff. Spin you around. You want to... Want to roll around a little bit? Dude, you know what Sinatra? I think it was Sinatra. You know what he calls sex?
What?
Play a little slap and tickle.
What? Yeah. Oh. Slap and tickle.
All right.
Jesus.
Good. Oh. Where are we at on time?
Real quick, I want to say this. Jesse Ramirez, thank you so much to coming to the Houston shows.
For coming
to the Houston shows. Thank you for the card. The panda card, it was unbelievable. I laughed my ass off, and it was so heartfelt. I needed it. Thank you.
Thank you for the Pez dispensers.
Yes.
I got Lion King Pez dispensers. I got a Mufasa. I got a Simba, and I got a Pumbaa, baby.
Very cool.
Thank you for the t-shirts.
Yeah.
And thank you for the giant bags of M&Ms.
Yes, which obviously you knew I'd give to him. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Also,
we appreciate you more than you ever know.
You guys never talked about Houston.
Houston!
You guys never talked about
it.
We just did it.
It was Houston was interesting.
It was fun. Took some turns, but we figured it out.
We figured it out. I thought we were going to get stuck in another hurricane.
Yeah, that's true.
The drive to the airport to come home was terrifying.
Yeah, was the most lightning I've ever seen.
Then I
find out. To the Houston airport, you mean?
Yeah.
Then I find out that airplanes, it's very common that they get struck by lightning during flight.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
That's common?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
Why did you get struck by lightning?
I thought we were going to. It was terrifying. Then we land in LA and it's just.
Yeah. And then cut to immediately.
Rah, 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 rah.
Oh, yeah. It's the busiest fucking airport in the world.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
LAX is horrible. Get your shit together. I'm done.
Finish it. They're still building it.
Jesus.
They are still building LAX. They've never stopped building LAX. And now they're building a monorail, a tram.
Yep.
And it's.
Never going to be
pandemonium.
Where's it go? We'll go from where?
Goes around the airport. I think it's going to be like a satellite parking lot to ease traffic into the airport, which isn't going to work.
It's not going to work if you don't finish.
Nothing ever works. But it's a monorail system that goes around to all the terminals.
They don't already have that?
No.
No.
You just walk a mile?
No, they have buses.
Oh. Hey, getting an Uber from there is a goddamn nightmare. How about that?
Yeah.
Take a shuttle to go get picked up.
Well, we don't do that.
We don't do that. You do that.
We're done with that. I'd rather pay the extra not to be in a shuttle.
We do the black car right at the curb.
Yeah.
Oh,
screw that.
Okay.
You're a loser, dude.
I guess so.
Loser.
Fucking loser, dude. Yo, we're not idiots, man. We pay $195 for an Uber.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? We're morons, dude?
20 minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's worth it. Also, how did you not know there wasn't a train there? been there.
I know. Well, to be honest, I try everything I can to fly out of Burbank.
Yeah,
I'm
the same way.
Fuck LAX, dude.
I try to fly out of Long Beach. I try, but it never happens.
Flights weren't bad, though. I got to give a shout out to Delta. Yeah, yeah. Delta actually wasn't bad.
I try to fly from there so much.
I believe
I can fly.
But Brent and I like to travel together, so usually I have to do LAX. Yeah. Then I always change my seat that Brent gets me because he has me sitting in an aisle seat. And I want to sit at a window. But
can I tell you, anxiety wise, how happy I am
that I change it?
Yeah, that we figured that out.
Yep.
Because
just book the thing and I change it.
I know I'm not putting you middle when I'm booking it because of the abuse of me sleeping.
So how do you do it? Do you go aisle, no, window.
No, we both got windows in front of each other. It's just
to be like to go.
I never even processed that you can just change your seat once it's booked. You know,
I slept. Both flights were over 3 hours.
Yeah,
I slept the entire flight there and back.
I thought he passed away on the flight there because he didn't make a noise.
Listen to a podcast, and I just went like this. Sorry.
I'm gonna go.
This was literally Jason in front of me. Jason literally went.
He thought I died.
And then it went ding. We have arrived here, and he goes, "All right."
I'm so jealous.
Wow. I couldn't do it.
I'm a man at peace.
I would only be able to do that if I was like on drugs. Like, there's no way I can just fall asleep.
Yeah, we know.
What are you talking about? You sleep 12 hours a night.
Because he's on drugs.
On planes, though.
That's what I'm. You can't because you've slept 12 hours.
That's not
before the flight.
I've taken fucking red eyes and all that shit.
Taking red eyes.
I've never been able to sleep.
Is it because you're afraid?
No, it's because I can't sleep like this.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Like who? I've never.
I forgot. This is the same guy that gets a regular Uber. So.
Oh my god.
He's in the back of the plane. You what?
You broke my fuckers taking an Uber black for $400 to keep the riffraff.
Yeah, you know
out.
What happens?
Bro,
we literally get in the Uber and it's like this.
Oh. And every time, I don't want to walk to another lot. I don't want to get on a shuttle.
Yeah, I don't want to either.
But then
Mr.
I'm like.
Warren, we're here. He's getting our stuff, right? Yeah. Good. You're not tipping him, right? No.
Nah, I'm going to give him the 4 stars, though. He's getting all the goddamn stars.
He's not
none
getting five.
Of the money.
He's going to work for
only
it.
Four and us.
Yeah, is it a 5-star system?
Yeah, it's 5 stars.
Oh, I'll give him 5.
Well, I tried to yes and you there. Now I look like an asshole. I 5-star everybody. I 5-star everybody.
We 5-star everybody.
Didn't tip.
But, all right, we got another email?
Yeah.
I just realized you guys never talked about Houston.
It was great. Houston, was the shows great. Were amazing. The fans were amazing. The support from Lions Den fans was incredible.
Yeah.
We got presents. I got brownies with.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys, thank you so much for always supporting us. We love you and we love that.
And we love Houston and everybody that works there. We love them.
I had one issue one night, one day. So the way it's set, we wanted to go. Okay. I talked about the best chicken tortilla soup on the planet already.
Oh, yeah.
The Yard House. So.
Not on this. Wait.
We did on our Zoom episode. Yeah. But there was a storm, a rain storm. It was raining cats and dogs. By the way, you ever been hit by a cat or a dog falling out of the sky? Not good.
Where does that come from?
I don't understand that one.
It rains cats and dogs?
Keep going.
So
it's just annoying.
There's a Yard House connected to the hotel.
A cat hit my head.
We should not have to walk outside. And there's a door right there. Door locked. Okay, going to get a little wet. Next door, locked. Okay, I'm soaked.
Oh, yeah.
The third door that I finally got into, I walked in and I was so wetted, I could have pissed myself and nobody would have known. That's the only dad mad issue I had this week. Also, the sound person.
Oh, don't. She was new.
She was great. She was new.
Let me talk about it.
Working on it.
No. We're good on that one.
Why? This is our podcast.
Yeah,
this is
right,
what it's
you're
for.
Right, you're right. I'm sorry.
She was a sweetheart. Yeah. She sucked at her job. But everybody sucks when they're new. That's my point. I'm not mad at you. Yeah. I know you're new at it, but we gotta work it on out. Okay?
It was
you're talking
hard.
To people.
It was hard.
Oh, it was bad.
Well, you didn't explain what happened.
So I'm in the green room and she goes, starting at 7:30. I'm like, all right, sweet. I'm waiting for music to play. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, a few ground rules. None of that. She did it, but it was so quiet. Hey, guys, maybe sure. No talk. Table talk kind of man. I'm up and make sure to do things. With that said,
exactly like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome your host for the evening, Jason Collins.
It was like this.
Silence. No. Not exaggerating.
No, it was silence.
Silence
no one
to the
knew
point
what was happening.
Where from the green room, we could hear one guy in the audience go, what?
Yeah, yes.
He was like, what? True. I had to walk on stage to a silent room that no one knew. The music cue. Listen, young lady.
Can I say one
no,
thing?
No, sorry. One young lady, when you say, here's the finger on the button for the song, and guess what song I picked? Dreams. You make my dreams come true. Yeah. All knows.
What I want.
So you say, welcome to the stage, Jason Collins. Play. That's how you do it. Jason Collins. Silence.
Yep.
Walking on stage, I'm going to the audience, the most awkward shit ever. I touch the mic and then, but quiet, really low.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, please, don't play it anymore. This is not working. This is not what I had to reintroduce myself. I think I talked about it.
You told me that. that you like reintroduced yourself.
First thing I said was, hey guys, so I brought my niece to work today and they let her do like that kind of thing. And then I said, I'm going to reintroduce myself. And I had to walk to the side of the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Houston, are you ready? Ah! And then that got me out of the grave that this sweet young lady dug for me.
The thing I was going to
say. She buried me a lot.
Can I say something? The thing I was going to say is she didn't say Jason Collings.
She said
this. She goes, Jason Collings. Like it was literally the worst intro ever.
That's so crazy.
They don't care. Here's why they don't care. Here's why they don't care. The chain clubs, the chains, they're ran like restaurants.
They are restaurants, kind of.
They're restaurants. The managers know nothing about comedy. They're managing a restaurant.
Yeah, it's so.
And it's not their fault. Right. I mean, they're seating people. They're walking in front of the stage. In the defense of that club, one of the best clubs in the country, Houston Improv is amazing. A bunch of new staff. It was a bunch of new people there.
Takes a little while to figure it out.
You gotta work out.
Gotta give a shout out to Andrew though. That dude,
our green room,
he was fucking amazing.
Green room server.
He was awesome.
He was amazing. He was Johnny on the spot with the drinks. I was like, I wish Will was like this with Google.
I did look up raining cats and dogs, and there's no real big meaning. It's just like it's raining hard. There's no like, where did it come from? It's not like, oh, in the medieval times.
It's just like a fucking
It's just
burden.
Like a metaphor or whatever.
Maybe it's raining like cats and dogs because cats and dogs fight and it's chaos.
I think it's something like that.
But imagine God, cats smart. And dogs rain down on you. Right, First off, every dog's dead and every cat's going with their claws
cats
on you.
Cats will live.
Like,
they'll just
cats always land on their feet.
And you talk to your fucking... You talk to your brother, you're like, what's going on over there? I got too many cats. I didn't get any dogs. I'm fucking scratched up.
Wet dude.
What's going
wet
on
animals,
over there?
Also,
we
wet
got a
animals.
Bunch of dogs. We got a bunch of dead dogs. We're fine. Everything's okay. I mean, we're going to have to clear the gutters, but what's happening over there? Just a second.
Imagine that crew.
Yeah.
You're on that crew. What do you got to do today? I got to clean all the cats and dogs out of the gutters.
Well, the cats are alive, though. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Where are we at on time?
Almost an hour.
Oh, let's do. Should we
over.
Let's go to Patreon.
Yeah,
let's go to thank Patreon. You guys so much for joining us. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you know you got a new episode coming. And of course, don't forget patreon.com/linesinpod, which is where we're going to be right now. If you're a member, see you over there.
Yep. We are friends.